This year, the National Weather Service began issuing five-day hurricane forecasts for the first time. That means that people on land can now begin to prepare and worry 2 days earlier than they used to. The forecasts of where a hurricane will be in 5 days are off by an average of 370 miles. And as NPR's David Kestenbaum reports, it will be hard work to make them much better.
In the early part of the century, hurricanes sometimes took meteorologists by surprise. Now, of course, there are satellites and sturdy airplanes. Earlier this week, Sim Aberson, a meteorologist with NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, flew into the eye of Isabel.
It was really very interesting. I've been flying for, let's say, 16 years now, and this is only the second time I've been in a hurricane with a really nice, clear eye. This just looked like a stadium. It just looked like a big bowl.
A hurricane is a large, slowly spinning storm that draws its energy from moist air funneled up its center. Flights like this have improved the precision of hurricane forecasts by about 20%, he says. The planes release things called drop wind sondes, basically some measuring equipment attached to a parachute. As they fall through the hurricane, the instruments measure temperature, pressure, humidity, and wind speed, then radio the information back to the plane.
We measured what we believe is the strongest wind ever measured in a hurricane. Instead of the drop wind sound falling, it actually rose 500 feet, and it started circling in this little vortex, and the winds went up to about 205 knots. That's about 240 miles an hour.
The data from the instruments, along with some 70 million other pieces of information from satellites, ships, weather balloons, and buoys, are all fed into computer models. NOAA has one, the Brits have one, Canada has one, the European Union has one, the Navy has one. The most sophisticated take an hour to run. All the models are a bit different. They're getting better, but slowly.
Over the years, we've been improving the predictions by about 1% to 2% a year. And that's been accelerating over the last few years as we get higher-speed computers and we get more data into the models and we gather more knowledge on the storms.
In the 1970s, forecasters used a very simple computer simulation called Clipper. They basically fed it three numbers, the storm's location, its location 12 hours earlier, and the time of year. Clipper did some simple calculations based on what hurricanes had done before. It spit out a not-too-shabby prediction of where the hurricane was headed. Clipper was hard to beat until the 1980s. Today's models are about twice as good for a five-day forecast, but it's going to be hard to make them more exact.
This is 12 hours... 24, 36, I'm looking down here.
Naomi Sergi is a meteorologist at NOAA. At her office in Maryland, she points to what is a six-day forecast for Hurricane Isabel as it crawls toward the East Coast. Actually, crawl is probably the wrong word. Sergi says one reason hurricanes are hard to forecast is that they're swept along by wind currents like everything else. Currents that are affected by the high and low pressure zones, the varying dips and troughs you see on the weather maps.
There are some storms, I'll tell you. I mean, I saw Hurricane Floyd barreling through the Atlantic, and in some sense, you know, in the near environment, the hurricane could actually be changing the environment as the storm is moving through it. But for the most part, no. The hurricane is being steered by the winds throughout the depth of the troposphere, 60,000 feet down to the surface.
Predicting weather and hurricanes will always be tricky. The equations that govern them are unsolvable. Sometimes a small shift in pressure or wind speed can lead to dramatic, unforeseeable changes days in the future. In the end, Sergi says it is still a human who has to make the final forecast. On good days, the giant computer models all make similar predictions, but occasionally they all have the hurricane going off in different directions, and the forecaster has to make an educated guess. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.